My guest at this time is John Whitehead. He is the president of the Rutherford Institute, and he's also the author most recently of A Government of Wolves, The Emerging American Police State. He's been our guest before on the topic of the amount of power the government has to intrude into our private lives. Well, on Monday, a federal judge in Washington ruled that most likely the NSA's metadata program, that's the one that collects all your phone records for later sifting if necessary, is probably unconstitutional and near Orwellian in scope. And John, thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, thank you, sir.
It doesn't really matter right now, this decision, because the judge is staying it in the assumption that the Justice Department will appeal. But given the fact that a federal judge has weighed in on this, how significant is the news today?
Well, I think it's very significant because it's very clear, you know, under the Fourth Amendment. The Fourth Amendment says that the government can't do surveillance, a policeman can't touch this government agent unless they have actual evidence we're doing something wrong, illegal. So I think it's not most likely. I think the judge has given too much leeway to the government. They are definitely going to appeal this because there's so much power at stake. The other thing I would say, and I've actually had some really good conversations with former NSA agents, everything the government does is so secretive, it's going to be very, very difficult to corral them and know exactly what they're doing. But the fact that a federal judge recognizes that it's a violation of our Fourth Amendment, which is the key of the Bill of Rights, in my opinion, is a significant step.
One of the things we've seen in testimony over this controversy is folks from the NSA talking about how there are numerous cases where without this type of power, terrorist attacks perhaps would have been carried out successfully. It appears from the judge's ruling today that he believes there's a lack of evidence that that's the case. How do you read into that?
Well, that's the key, yeah. The key is here, and again, the Fourth Amendment says it. It's called probable cause. We're to be secure in our houses, homes, papers, and effects, and persons, unless the government can show probable cause, is that we're actually doing something illegal. And that's fact-specific. In other words, if they're going to do surveillance on my phone or my life or my emails or text messages or Facebook posts, they have to know that specifically I'm up to doing something illegal. If not, we're back to the days of the general warrants. And that's why we have a Fourth Amendment, the Founding Fathers. The British would execute a general warrant. They would search everybody's home to see if they could find something that someone was doing illegal. So I think if the judge sticks to his guns and makes the NSA show some actual facts, if they're alleging something, they should have to show the facts. If not, I think it is absolutely a clear violation of our rights, and it's very, very dangerous if the government can be doing dragnet activities. We actually have cases where servicemen have been arrested and taken away to jail because they're doing Facebook posts. The NSA has actually downloaded them and given them to the police. Now, that, in my opinion, is a police state, and I hope this judge's opinion will slow that down.
We're talking with John Whitehead of the Rutherford Institute, and John, one of the arguments you may get from the government is, well, when you have probable cause, that's when we'll go and actually search the records. We don't actually go through it and look at any of this stuff until there's an actionable law enforcement issue here. So because of that, there's not that much to worry about. What's the counter to that?
Well, the counter to that is that if they're going to be doing dragnets of teenagers doing Facebook posts, which they do, they're coordinating with the police to do those kind of things, text messages and all that things. They're totally bypassing the Constitution. If we allow this, and what we're saying is the government has absolute power to do anything they want. I think, as I show in my new book, A Government of Wolves, the FBI collected 17,000 pages of information to try to find something they could use to stop Martin Luther King. 17,000 pages. That's what governments do. Unfortunately, we've seen it over and over and over and over. So I think we need to slow this train down. Sure, I think the government knows if they have facts, they should be able to listen in, check out if there's actually some kind of evidence showing some kind of terrorist attack. But doing my phone messages, my text messages, yours, that's clearly unconstitutional.
John, do you expect that the courts at a higher level, the appellate court and potentially maybe even the Supreme Court, we'll see this the same way, or will it all depend on which judges hear the case and what type of perspective they come from and which presidents nominated them?
It definitely depends on the judge you're before. I mean, we've had cases with the TSA, for example. We challenged some TSA policies over the body scanners and all the searches they were doing. The judge actually said that he ruled in favor of the TSA because there was a secret order. No one ever saw the secret order. So that's the kind of instances we get into. But if we live in a secret police state, my feeling is that if the wrong person gets into power, people are going to get in a lot of trouble. And historical regimes show that. So I do hope that the right kind of judge hears this case and we stay very consistent with our constitutional freedoms.
John, last topic. I don't know if you have a strong opinion on this, but there had been reports over the weekend that some folks, I believe within the NSA and possibly elsewhere in the intelligence community, were considering amnesty for Edward Snowden in exchange for him making sure that none of the other information that he currently has gets disseminated publicly. The State Department vigorously opposed it. Now the White House says they do as well, so it probably won't happen. But what did you make of that trial balloon being floated?
I think, you know, again, Snowden blew the lid off. There's a lot of worry over Snowden. I've dealt with some attorneys and translators have actually talked with Snowden and his attorneys in Russian that he was working with. There's a lot of fear that Snowden's got a lot more information. So I think if they could do anything to slow down the train, because the NSA, I began writing on the NSA back in the 1980s when I saw that certain government officials, including presidents, had used them to collect information on their enemies. And that's what we find. Again, I go back to what I said about Martin Luther King, collecting information to try to stop him and his activities. So that's what our future is if judges don't slow this train down. Again, I hope Edward Snowden sticks to his guns.
John, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much for your time today, sir. Very much.
Hey, thank you, sir.
John Whitehead is the president of the Rutherford Institute. He's the author of A Government of Wolves. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.